Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. Tio Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. Tio Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. It sure seems like I have a lot more energy than I should.
Why is that?
I don't know. I went to bed really early after I watched Casablanca last night.
7:30?
8:30. But I just feel real energetic. Maybe it's the cold weather. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I will bet you guys cannot guess what I watched last night, what we watched last night.
Well, you have to give me a hint. I mean, this is too broad of a subject.
A documentary.
Tiger Woods.
No, I've seen that one already. This one just came out. The documentary on Britney Spears.
Wow.
That does not appeal to me in the least. Talk about generational. Let's talk about generational. You know, Brad's not seen Casablanca or Rudy for that matter. And you're not going to catch me watching anything about Britney Spears.
It was more interesting than I thought it was going to be. Now, you said to make a comment if there's comments. Marianne said that we are the weekly CME fix, which has given me an idea.
Well, by the way, Marianne, thank you very much. We pride ourselves in that. And, you know, part of our intro every week is that you're going to learn something new. Yes, so this week's CME is coming. It's coming. It's not necessarily going to be a new subject from scratch because we've talked about tendinosis before, but it's just come up again. So stay tuned. You're going to CME for people who are not medical is continuing medical education. And
well, my idea is we should try to get this show accredited to give CME. For medical people, doctors, nurses, etc.
I have no idea how you can do that and how you can guarantee that people actually are listening for the whole 2 hours. Do they get 2 hours of credit?
You should be able to get 2 hours of credit. So we do weekly Zoom calls that is put on by a CME-accredited program in Seattle, Washington, that at the end of the hour – we text in a number that they put up on the screen, and you are given CMEs.
We ought to do that. We ought to do that. That would be a definite first. I'm not familiar with any radio show that gives continuing medical education.
I think we would be the first for sure.
Scott, can you look into that?
I mean, it's a little bit arduous.
I'm sure.
We would probably have to hire another person.
With our massive budget?
That's our massive budget. We would have to hire a person to do the CME, you know, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
Okay.
And then, obviously, this person could double as our IT person to make this Facebook thing go smoother. Facebook, Zoom, live. I mean, although we're getting really good at it, I think.
You know, it's really cool. Over the years, and by the way, if you're new to us here on The Ticket, we've been around a while. This is our 20th season. What's really cool is when non-medical people respond favorably to learning new medical things. Just last week, we had a comment about someone learning about antibiotics that they did not know before. And these are things that are relatively basic to us. They're fundamental to us because we all went through medical school and residency training and all that stuff. And we the reason I agreed to do this show 20 years ago was because I thought that there was so much misinformation in the sports world about injuries. Mm-hmm. And I've quoted this before, but I just feel an obligation to say it again. There was, and I think it was Emmett Smith who sustained a severe ankle sprain and had an MRI, and the reporter in the newspaper said, fortunately, there was no structural damage on the MRI. Well, how can you have a severe ankle sprain and not have structural damage? And it just makes no sense, because almost by definition, a severe sprain is structural damage. So what was basic and fundamental to us sitting here is completely foreign to the media, to just the average Joe. So I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe if given an opportunity, we'll do a little sports medicine show. And I guess the rest is history. It started off 30 minutes from 6:30 to 7. And, well, here we are 2 hours on the number one station in the city. And the subject matter still is the same. One of the items that I had to talk on my list today was the Anthony Davis. He's the big star for the Lakers. He and LeBron are the big two stars for the Lakers. He has been sitting out for a while with Achilles tendinosis. And I have the soundbite on my phone, which I did not bring with me. But the soundbite says he wants to be really careful. And then the ESPN reporter comes across and says, he had an MRI yesterday, but fortunately there's no it was something like you would never hear from medical. Fortunately, the Achilles didn't look that bad. Mm. That's what the reporter said on national TV. And I'm sure he got that information from the Lakers PR people.
Sure.
But how do you say the Achilles didn't look that bad? I mean, I've never heard a single radiologist quote or dictate, yeah, an ACL didn't look that bad.
Right, right, right. I don't even know what you say relative to that. But, you know, Doc, it's like we were talking about this yesterday at clinic. It's, you know, when it comes to the media and the PR people for these individual athletes or for the organization, it's all about how you want to swing the story.
Absolutely.
It's all about how you want to swing the story. I mean, that story could easily be his Achilles just really doesn't look good. You know?
And the beauty of us doing this show is because the three of us have all been on the other side of the press release. We've all been part of how do you formulate the press release.
And what's really going on.
Well,
the PR guy comes to you. Doc, how'd the MRI look on AD's Achilles? It's not too bad.
Right.
The doc tells the press guy, or the trainer tells the press guy, yeah, no big deal, not too bad. Yep. And then the press guy takes his interpretive license to spin it in the way that most benefits his team.
That's right.
Well, and I'll tell you, I have been part of some press releases where the players were furious that it was phrased that way. You know, if I go back to the Emmett Smith severe ankle sprain thing, when it came out that the MRI revealed no structural damage, I suspect that Emmett or Emmett's people had something to do with that sentence, because they did not want, and I'm just purely speculating, this was 25 years ago, that they did not want it to look that bad.
Right.
And I've also had athletes and their agents get furious because, let's just say it wasn't a severe ankle sprain. It was a minor ankle sprain. Well, that puts pressure on my client for him to come back now that you've said it's minor.
Right.
You know, I've heard all of these things in my 22 years. So you have to, one has to phrase these press releases extremely carefully. We did a show many, many years ago, which I've referenced, Sports Medicine Secrets. Don't believe what you read in the paper about injuries, especially if it comes from a individual sport. Tiger Woods did not play on a broken leg. He did not win the Masters on a broken leg. That was spun by his people.
Right.
And so the same thing is in team sports. When it happened Thursday. AD's MRI. Fortunately, the Achilles didn't look that bad. I've never read that sentence in a report, ever. Well, did not look that bad.
You know that if Dr. Klamer sent us a report that said not that bad, he's getting a phone call from
me, absolutely.
Because right? I need more detail. I need to figure out what's going on. And it's difficult to try and give these reports, you know, without being too subjective. But the thing is, that's what the media wants. They want to know, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? They want a story.
Yeah.
So to give some objective to say, you know, his anterior talo fibular ligament is sprained.
Yep.
That's not a story.
Well, look, so back in the day, myself and the PR guy and athletic trainer and occasionally the coach would get involved in how we're going to frame this, because it was very, very important to me that we do not deceive the public, because it was, again, I want to go back to why I'm doing this show in the first place. Inside Sports Medicine with T.O. Soriel is on the air because my patients watch the TV, read the papers, and they say, well, wait a second. My son had a severe ankle sprain, but you said that there was ligament damage on the MRI. Well, I wanted to make sure that anything that had to do with me and my players was not deceptive in any way. Now, we might have softened it a bit, but we certainly weren't deceiving anybody. But when you see he had a severe ankle sprain, and you see it. You saw the video where the ankle was pointing, you know, 90 degrees the wrong way. You knew darn well that there was definitely structural damage.
Right.
So when you come across and say that MRI showed no structural damage, that's just downright fraudulent.
Lying.
It's
right.
Lying.
Yeah.
All right, quick little break, then we're going to come back with the CME portion of Inside Sports Medicine. Don't forget to let us know your, in honor of Valentine's Day. And I guess the only way you can do that is you can call in 800-787-1310. You don't have to talk to us. Just tell Saad what your favorite rom-com is. And if you don't know what rom-com means, don't even call. just don't even call.
Certainly, if you don't know what rom-com is, you're not going to Facebook Live.
Yeah, true. Anyway, so and on Facebook Live, you can just kind of type in whatever you think is your, whatever you want us to know is your favorite romantic comedy. And
there's a movie someone mentioned that I've never heard of. It's called It's a Good Year. It's a Good Year Here.
It's not It's a Good Year. It's called A Good Year.
A Good Year.
It's one of my favorites.
Huh.
I'll tell you all about it. All right. Quick little break. 888-787-1310. That's our phone number here at The Ticket. This is Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.